Hi. This is the Healing Club podcast with me, Bob Morrissey, and I'm joined by my friend Kate Vance, who also does stand-up comedy in Houston, Texas. She runs shows at the Bad Astronaut Brewery, and she has a production company called Big Dog, D-A-W-G, Big Dog Promotions. So she's a stand-up on her way. She's successful, opened for Beth Stelling and many others. I love Kate. I've known her for a few years. We have a great time. We talk about a lot of things like Megan Thee Stallion and wet ass pussy and more. So I hope you like this, and just follow and subscribe and tell people about it and give it a chance and then tell people about it. Thank you. This is the Healing Club.
This is Ray Bedford. You're listening to the goddamn Healing Club. Why don't you get out there and heal?
Kate Vance is here on the Healing Club. We're listening to Bob Seger on my Spotify Wrapped. I had the song Beautiful Loser as one of my top songs.
You were like, you listened to this 472 times.
Beautiful Loser.
Very good. Very
okay.
Good.
I love Bob Seger. This year, strip club filler songs are my favorite songs. The ones where somebody's not on stage, where I just get to play something that would be like out of left field or whatever.
I feel like the audience at a strip club would appreciate that, though.
Yeah, a little old Bob Seger every once in a while.
Yeah.
It goes over well. It's what they ask for.
Yeah.
It's what they want.
I give that to them. Yeah, you can't have wet ass pussy in between. What I mean? Like, that's not, it's just too much of the same.
No, we're not allowed to play wet ass pussy. It's too gross.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just kind of gross.
I feel like, I don't know. That's kind of shocking. It's too gross.
I think the idea is to be suggestive and not explicit.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and that's a little bit like, you know.
Yeah.
What kind of dick is that? I need more dick than that. Hey, that's not enough dick. No, put a dick in me now.
Fucking truck.
That's my dick and I want it now.
It's like rape.
Give me that dick.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I want in a woman. Yeah. She's got to be really gritting her teeth and gnashing.
Oh. I'm so horny.
I'm so scared. I love that. They can play that on the radio, but not in a strip club.
Yeah, that's not what you want to get a lap dance to. That's not a sexy sound.
Yeah, I feel like it's too fast to get a lap dance to anyway, so that would track.
Oh boy.
Is there cookies in here?
No, there's supplies. It's for tape and okay. I don't know.
Thank God. If there were cookies in there, I'd be worried. A kazoo?
How do you do it?
Oh no! Do you not know how to play kazoo? Mm. Nice. That's how you do it. Yeah, through the hole, through the blowhole off the top. It sounds like how you say hello.
Hello.
I think that's backwards.
I think this is. I'm gonna do the rest of the podcast with this voice.
This is Bob coming to you live from 1942. I'm actually pretty good at kazoo.
Oh yeah, I slobbered all over it, so I don't know if you
were
in the military.
Using the wrong hole.
That's what she said,
and that's what your mom said.
Yeah, that's what my mom said.
See, it's not bad. Okay. It's like, you're supposed to like hum when you do it.
Okay.
And if you roll your tongue, you can look like a real big nerd. So.
Oh, I can't speak French or.
All right, well, try harder next time, Bob.
When I was 18, I lived with my older sister who was a French teacher at a high school while she was going for a PhD at Columbia in French literature and philosophy from the 16th century. She teaches at Loyola University Chicago now.
Oh, you just teach other people that.
Yeah.
So they can teach other
She's been a teacher on and off, and she's written a lot of she's been publishing a lot the last few years, but she's been, I don't know, her life is an adventure, whatever. But she doesn't go to France that much. She lives in Chicago now. She did live in France, and she got one of her degrees in France. Okay. She went to France to get to study.
Way she's accredited. Because
the University of Paris.
Champagne's not champagne unless it's from the Champagne District. That's how she had to get her French.
My education. Sister, she did earn a PhD from Columbia University.
That's impressive.
And she is a real handful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that sister's a lot. I don't know. She's like, and
I feel like you have to be kind of eccentric.
And so I was living with her when I was 18. I was living with her when I was 18, and she was finishing her dissertation and teaching high school at the same time.
Okay.
And I was going to class at Hunter College. I was taking a French class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of stopped going because I knew that I wouldn't be able to do the next semester. I just didn't have any money, and I was like, this is pointless.
This is ridiculous.
And I'm just going somewhere to go something. So then I was just wandering around the city every day and not going to class. My sister's a high school teacher, and I come home. She's like, what'd you read about in French class today? And And I just like got used
You skip class and do
I just lied to her and I pretended to be going to class, but she'd like ask me questions and I'd figure out a way to be like, hey, get the hell off of my back.
Nice.
Hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Hey, leave me alone. I need some personal space. Turned into like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, you became like the worst boyfriend ever. Hell yeah. Tremendous. This isn't suspicious.
So I kept up the lies for like months or whatever. And,
good job. That's like the almost as just by
being
as...
just by being an asshole. So for me, a man like that.
Oh man, yeah. Just to take control of that situation like that. I used her mind.
I turned her mind against her brain, and now she can't think straight.
Yeah. I want to see that as the definition for gaslighting.
I turned her mind against her brain.
Yeah, whenever you make their mind fight themselves.
Yeah. The eyes are the window to the brain. They say in romance.
Yeah. And the belly button is the hole to the soul.
It's the belly button is the key to the farts.
That.
I don't
that's a cute one. Put it on a pillow.
Not
a t-shirt, but a pillow.
How's that little guy laugh?
What little guy? Which one?
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, fuck. I haven't watched a goddamn commercial in so long, I can't remember. It's like a hoo-hoo kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I can't do it, but I can think it.
I feel like my brain's broken. Like, there's like a...
It's like...
Yeah.
Something like that.
Do they still do that? I feel like there's some like woke agenda that probably brought that down.
That's too much touching, too suggestive.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I don't think it's woke agenda. I think the people who are mad about the woke agenda are also
irritating
at the forefront of the fight against the pedophiles.
Oh right.
And they think the wokes and the pedophiles are the same.
Yeah, the
thinking
ones working
leads
together.
To both.
Yeah. He becomes like the poster child.
Take that commercial off the air.
Oh my god.
It's suggestive to kids.
Yeah, they're touching him against his will.
That doughboy's naked. He's wearing a chef hat. That's disgusting.
He also has like a little thing around his neck, you know.
A little bow tie. That's not sexy at all.
Well, it's like Chippendales where they just wear
that
bow tie
is,
with no shirt, you know.
Yeah, that is kind of one of the things I search for.
Shirtless, but with a little flair, please. Pornhub's like, what? What do you mean?
I mean. Oh, I'm classy. What are you wearing? What's your shirt there? It's it says what's that?
It says Sunbuzzed.
Sunbuzzed.
Yeah, it's a band out of Denton, Texas. They're like witchy, like psychedelic rock music.
What are they, friends of yours?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
they are. They're cool though.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're all like.
Like, they're friends of me, but they're cool, though.
They're cool. No. They're I'm not trying to, like, plug. I don't know.
I'm bad, I'm but to, like, they're good.
In the middle
yeah.
of
oh, okay.
The all right. Yeah, I don't know. They're, like, Spanish witch psychedelic rock, which is a cool genre, I think. A lot of screaming.
Oh.
But, like, with a delay pedal, and you're like, yeah. whoa, you know?
So it's like Fish.
They are from Denton. No.
Oh, okay.
It's like one of Fish's 1 million songs.
Okay. I don't know. I wish I had played an instrument. You play the kazoo.
Yeah.
But,
you know, that's really helped me. I used to play piano.
You did?
I used to play keyboards. I was in a band also in college.
Oh. Were they, what was your band name?
It's called West and the Grooves.
West and the Grooves.
Yeah, it's a whole ass name.
Who was West?
That's the whole thing, dude. Who is West, bro? There was no like one particular person who was West.
Okay.
It was one of those.
Do people like think to themselves, "Who's West?" And then I can't forget. Now I can't forget.
What do you mean?
It's stuck in my brain. Who's
the name
West?
Worked.
What's
they
West?
They were already a band before I joined them, so I didn't really have any say in the name.
Did you audition to be one of the Grooves?
That is what they call it. We called each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's really gay. It's so gay.
What, gay? Oh, I'm offended.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I loved it. So.
Okay.
It was, I don't know. It was silly. It was a silly time. Yes, I did, I guess, technically audition, but it was really just like, hey, come hang out with us. And
did you bring your keyboard? And they're like, be here at 3 with your keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna
yes.
have, they had like 5 people watching like
with no,
their
no.
hands on their chins.
No, we just, really you know. We really hated, we didn't like having significant others or any other people at band practice. We had a saxophone guy one time, though, and he brought his girlfriend. And it was just like, it was just really awkward, you know, because she's like sitting there in silence and we're like, let's play that song for the 5th time, you know?
Yeah. I miss saxophones in music.
Yeah.
I think like Tina Turner songs and stuff. It was
a time to be alive.
What do you think killed it? What do you think killed the saxophone in music?
That's a good question. I don't know. Your cat just attacked my foot.
Oh, that's cute.
It's really cute.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a hard question. I think it became a joke because people were like playing them shirtless and stuff like that, and it was like a sex object, you know.
It just became a maybe Kenny G.
Yeah, that's
was
what
like,
I'm saying.
Hey, it's parents'
like,
music.
Yeah.
This is how I got. This is how my parents fucked when they made
how
me.
I was conceived.
I don't want to hear this. This is Kenny G.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like too. It's like what our parents' version of sexy. So that's lame.
Yeah, yeah like 90s.
That stuff is lame. Yeah.
Peacoats in the cold city.
Getting in a hot tub with a fresh perm kind of thing. I don't like it.
Cher in the movie Moonstruck.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of smoke machines.
Yeah. You ever see the movie Moonstruck?
No, but I can see
it's a goddamn masterpiece film. It's a great movie. It's a really funny movie.
Yeah, Moonstruck.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it later.
You should watch it someday. All right, I'll watch and then remember that I told you to.
I'll be like, Bob.
Bob steered me right.
Yeah.
It's.
I'll bring it up 5 times so the person.
He'll be like, I love it.
I gotta tell
it.
Bob that this movie is just.
It's as good as he said it would be.
Does she sing in it?
No.
I imagine.
No.
No. She doesn't sing in it? Oh.
No, it's. They go to an opera.
Oh, so there is singing.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not the. I see. Cher wouldn't really do opera anyways.
Hmm?
Said Cher doesn't do.
No. She's just a woman who rediscovers her beauty and joy in living.
Oh, nice.
After her, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I've heard a lot of drag queens talk about that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good, I mean, she.
No, okay. I tried to hold your son.
Yeah. I deeply appreciate Cher myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think
she's a
super talented woman.
Very accomplished.
Great actress.
Being.
funny performance. Yeah. The Witches woman. Of East. Do you ever see that scene in The Witches of Eastwick?
Mm-mm.
When she,
I haven't seen a lot of Cher's movies or anything.
Oh, okay.
Apologies, Bob.
That's all right. I'm just.
I only feel like I've totally disappointed you right now. Like, you were like, well, that's what I was going to talk about for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, that would have got me jabbering. We both know about Cher movies.
No.
Yeah, well, no. Mermaids? No.
I've seen that once when I was young.
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
Yeah, they're mermaids. I remember Splash pretty well.
I don't remember that movie very well.
Wasn't that Tom Hank?
Yeah.
Tom Hank.
Tom Hank. Yeah.
Finds a mermaid, he like puts her in the bathtub.
I was talking with somebody about how the John Carpenter movie, The Thing,
mm-hmm.
was an enormous box office failure and critical flop. Oh, God. And I'm getting a phone call.
Yeah.
But
do you want to answer it?
No.
No. There's no editing. It's all raw footage.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Okay. Yeah, it's just okay.
Anyways.
So I was the movie The Thing was a huge financial failure and a box office bomb, and
that's crazy.
Yeah, and he had to, like, the commercial success of his next movie was like, you know, like, it was like, it had to be a good one. It had to be huge. And then he made the movie Christine after making The Thing. But, like,
he was like this is the thing movie was that like his,
it was the, was like the height of his total, like, artistic, like career achievement. So like, it was the best thing. It's like his mm-hmm. his greatest movie,
his opus,
his masterpiece.
Yeah,
is The Thing.
Yeah,
but the whole world said that sucks. Nobody appreciated it for years.
Yeah, until their like kids came along and they were like, "Hey, this is actually really cool, you fucking nerds."
And it's crazy how you have to hold on to your
to what you got,
what you think is going to be good for you and for the audience, and don't care as much about, because you know, 40 years later, one movie is celebrated for being such a, like, you know, haunting your dreamscape, or, you know,
right,
sick vision with the makeup and the whatever, but like nobody talks about Splash.
No,
that made a lot more money.
Yeah, it did.
Like, people liked it a lot, like, more. Launched
all these like beautiful movies, and they're like, but Transformers 3. That's a huge, like, a lot of the, I like, I love Arrested Development. I think it's kind of crazy that show struggled so much. Like, people really didn't like it, and now people are like,
nah, won Emmys every year,
obsessed about it. No, it did not.
When it first came out, that's what kept it with a critical,
they almost lost it after the first season.
Yeah, but it was like, it was the critics kept it afloat.
Oh.
And it got like Emmy awards.
I thought it was like after the fact.
No. And then it was brought back, but it always struggled because it just wasn't popular.
Yeah. They also gave him like really shitty time slots, and that's back when people like didn't have TiVo or whatever was the initial record your television device.
Yeah. I liked the Arrested Development.
It was a good one.
But I hear that Jeffrey Tambor got canceled or something.
I am horrible with names. I gotta look it up.
You know, the father in Arrested Development.
Oh, the older guy, the bald dude. That
Hank from the Larry Sanders
Show.
What
was it, like something that he did like back in the 70s?
I think he was abusive to Jessica Walter on the set of that show. And,
that's bad. I typed in Jeffrey and it was like Dahmer.
Nah, okay. Jeffrey Dahmer.
You were talking about abuse and.
Yeah.
That sucks. I didn't hear about that. I mean, he's like
70,
old,
80 years old.
Yeah.
Fighting each other. It's like.
It sounds cute. You guys. All right, cut, everybody. You rascals.
Yeah.
You old fuckers. That is. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy that Drew yesterday on stage said that he was going to run for governor?
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear
it. Because I've been doing this joke where I'm running for president. On a campaign where I'm openly evil.
Right. And Drew's coming in.
I'm going to step on cats, and then my promise was I was going to step on all the fat cats in Washington and my campaign, okay. My commercial was going to have these cats going meow, meow, meow. Bob's coming. Meow.
Can we please make this actually a thing? Like, I'm draining the swamp. I'm stomping out.
And then Drew comes in from out of town. And he's like, I got a plan for governor.
What is it? Like,
I think bigger than Drew. I think that's what
maybe he's trying to sneak up on you. You know, you got to collect office before you can get up.
Both using stand up to,
to pursue your political career. Yeah. That's funny. I didn't even know Drew was in town until.
Until I was just on the show yesterday and the song.
I guess.
Are you allergic to my cat?
No, it's just cold outside.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm worried about the.
My body is readjusting to the temperature.
All right. Fuck. Yeah.
No, I have a cat, Bob.
That's right. Yeah.
I have a cat and a dog. So if that was the case, I'd be fucked.
Yeah, but you could be allergic to some cats and then have your own cat and not know it until you.
I feel like I do have some kind of allergy to dander because I am typically in a state of like. Like you can hear me breathing on this thing right now. But
my sister's allergic to cats, but she always has one because she loves cats, and she just deals with it.
Just pushing through.
She's like, okay.
I have like allergy medicine I take at night that helps me sleep, and you really shouldn't rely on it for that. But I think it helps with, I don't know.
Yeah, I always feel like shit if I take anything to get to sleep, but I sometimes really need to.
I really have to. Sometimes it's like necessary.
Yeah. And I wake up like feeling like I'm in a hangover, but a weird kind of hangover where it's like a brain fog hangover.
Mm-hmm. I'm like half awake.
Yeah.
Like the first words that come out of my mouth are about in my dream world and not about what's happening.
I woke up 2 hours early for work and then like rushed to get dressed and ran out the door calling, going, oh God, I hope I'm late. And then I get like 10 minutes away. I'm like, I'm not late. I'm 2 hours early. Jesus.
What?
Because I took the sleeping melatonin the night before and it made my brain all dumb. Turned my brain against my mind.
Apparently my dad's been fucking up and like accidentally taking 2 melatonin instead of his like, I don't know, like thyroid or blood pressure pills.
Oh yeah,
and he'll like go to work and just be like a nut all day. You know? Have you ever like tried to stay awake on melatonin? It's not a thing that.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't even put me down though, or I'll need to go to sleep really bad, and I'll
and
take
you're
like
watching Frasier. And you're like, yeah. What's happening? I watch Frasier to go to sleep, and I realize why it works is because it's in Seattle, so there's always rain noises in the background.
Oh,
I think that's what it is.
In your mind, there's rain noises. They probably wouldn't include those in the recording.
They do, dude.
Do they really?
They do. There's like a light rain noise in the background. You can like see it too. It's very calming.
Yeah.
But then you have like the like laugh track.
I never liked that show.
You never liked Frasier?
I like the actors on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like John Mahoney, for example, was in the movie Moonstruck, which we were talking about earlier.
Bringing it right back, baby. That's the dad.
He's in the movie. He's in the Frasier show. Uh-huh. And, you know, Niles Crane is great. And it's always.
Niles is a really great improvised and actor and comedian, I think.
And I think it seemed like almost a gay show. But
Frasier walked so Will and Grace could run.
He's like, I have a severe attraction to this anonymous woman who never appears on the show, although I live with a man and we bicker and fight all day like an old married couple, but we're brothers and I'm attached so delicately to Daphne.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
see,
it's
you
like,
know the show pretty fucking well. You just named the whole cast. Yeah, I mean it's the same fucking shit over again. It's what I would watch to go to sleep. I loved it when I was a kid.
Yeah,
which doesn't make any sense because looking back, I'm like, what were we relating to here by any means?
It's somebody not smart pretending to be smart and saying the things that people say to sound smart and sound bites.
Nerds
and just having like.
It's also like the sexist jokes they make toward Roz are like. Oh boy, they don't age well. Like everything they say to Roz is just very like demeaning.
Do they say stuff about poor people that's like, hey?
They do things where they're like driving a regular car and they're like embarrassed to be seen in it and kind of stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't think they, like, talk about, like, the class structure or anything like that.
Yeah, but a man like me has to be seen wearing the latest fashions. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I like to dress my ass in the latest fashions.
Just the butt.
I want to dress my ass in the latest fashion. How does it go? You know that song?
No. I thought you were making that up, big dog.
Hey, hey, I want to be a rock star.
It sounds like an ad for Juicy Couture.
It's Nickelback. You never heard that song?
I probably have. Yeah. I don't listen to a ton of Nickelback. I don't do anything, Bob.
Because we're all going to be the big rock stars in the big big mile with the 16 hook? Miles in the big stone town, but we're going to be
like
a rock star. What?
I feel like you're just singing it wrong.
Double the gamble there. I don't know the words. I just know the
there
one,
was a part there
I just
where I
know
was...
the one part where he says I'm gonna dress my ass in the latest fashion.
Hell yeah.
And I just think that's such a funny thing to say.
Dress my ass. Yeah, because it makes it sound like it's just the ass.
Yeah, there's a God, there's another song that is really funny to me by another band like that. That's
Three Doors Down, Creed.
It's not like Hinder or something.
Oh,
or
fuck.
It's like,
that's so much worse.
It's like
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, it's like
Pearl Jam.
Like that.
Pearl gone here. Bob is channeling something.
Be slapping my ass. I don't know. We're like a man saying he's going to be slapping my ass. Like,
yeah.
With I'm so horny, I'm going to slap my ass.
Uh-huh. This like, whole thing? Like, yeah, that's something that like old men do when they're on a dance floor at a wedding. They're like, I'm getting crazy.
I'm
going to
slap my ass in front of my whole family. Gonna...
That's the lyric. There it is. That's the song. Slap in front of my Aunt June.
It's been so long since I've gone to a wedding like that.
I haven't been invited to a wedding in a very, very long time.
I'm like, I don't want to pay $500 to give you a gift. Ew. And be like, hey, have a nice
I went to a wedding, I didn't have to pay that much money. I bought them, you know, like a small kitchen appliance and some towels or something. The wedding was fun. I love going to a friend's wedding. Friend's wedding is fun. I went to a family friend's wedding, and we pulled up, and we were like, oh, shit. There's no parking. I thought we were like 30 minutes early. Like, what's going on here? Why is there no parking? And then we realized we were an hour late.
Yeah.
We missed the ceremony. But we were walking in right as everybody's walking out. And we were just like, oh, it was beautiful.
You
we
pretended.
For the reception.
That's nice. That's like skipping church.
Oh, dude,
it felt
bad. I felt bad about it. Because like then when we go sit down, we were like sitting at the family's table. And we were like, oh, fuck, this is... Our bad.
Yeah. They're like, what did you think of
Oh yeah, my vows. It's like, ah,
oh, everybody
touching.
Laughed when that mishap. Remember? Yep.
Yeah, it was a real like.
It's like me getting confronted by my sister with the French lessons and not knowing how to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at pretending to know what I'm doing.
Me either.
I always, when I was like 18 or 19 and watching movies like Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio, jumping into situations and learning how to do everything without telling anyone that he's not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm like, that's not me. I would never,
never
I would
have
never
the confidence
just,
to do that, dude. No,
I could never just pass the bar exam.
Yeah.
Or
my
you know, like,
when my aunt passed, we found letters to and from Frank Abagnale.
Oh, the man from the movie.
The man from the movie. Yeah.
Frank Abagnale.
Abagnale.
Yeah. Funny name.
And yeah, for real, for sure.
Oh my God, I hate it when the cat starts playing with that on the podcast. It's all you hear, like it's a light rain in the background.
And it does sound like somebody's nervously shuffling with paper somewhere.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's typing it.
Oh, no, yeah. We have a dictator for the podcast.
Yeah, that would
like
be
that.
Cool.
For the hearing impaired.
I think he's figuring out that that's the toy to play with while I'm doing the podcast. That's the one to...
He likes a good scratchy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much louder on the podcast.
Huh. Or you hear, yeah, the noise.
Well, now, now he's eating it, so it's hard to hear it anyways.
Oh, man. I love having a cat.
I do, too.
Yeah.
My cat toys have all become dog toys, though.
Oh.
Which is kind of sad for the cat.
Mm. They don't really fight like cats and dogs, do they? They just sort of get along?
Yeah. I mean, she's not, like, in love with him by any means. Mm. She kind of puts up with him. But they'll, like, they'll be a little rascals together sometimes.
I used to, yeah. like,
fuck up a rug.
When my cat Bart, we had these like stairs at the house I grew up in where like there, you know, one set up here and then another like going up to the there, you know, like there's
a
split step staircase. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So
construction.
Nelly would be walking up the stairs. Bart would be like hiding
around the corner.
Yeah, but between the banisters.
Uh-huh.
And then when Nelly got to a certain point, Bart would like jump on Nelly's back.
Oh wow!
And then she'd be like, "Wow!" Like kind of like really annoyed, but like
fuck it again,
you God asshole!
Damn it. Yeah. Like,
stop doing that to me, you asshole!
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah,
I used to think it was so funny to see a cat like bullying a dog.
Yeah, it is. That's what my cat does to my dog. Because my dog is like, you know, dumb and happy go lucky like most dogs, and the cat's like, fuck you. You know? She'll like sit behind the bike wheels and just like stare at him, you know, and then she'll just punch him right in the face for no good reason.
Oh,
you know,
you should take a TikTok and go viral.
Oh yeah,
I think that that probably help your career in comedy.
Changing.
Yeah, they're changing.
I have a video where she's like kneading.
Oh yeah,
and in the background they're like making bread.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at this. And I thought that was going to do well, but I don't understand how TikTok works.
Yeah, I was forcing my cat to watch The Wizard of Oz to make him gay.
Forcing him? Or you
just to watch
Clockwork
Look
Orange,
at Judy Garland. Like... Yeah, you're going to be a gay boy when you grow up.
Martin.
Martin, you're gay.
Martin, you're gay.
Martin, you're a gay cat.
I don't care what the Lord tells you.
Watch this movie.
Love it. Yeah, learn it.
Remember it. That movie's so funny with the Wicked Witch of the West, man.
Oh, isn't it like? Haven't you seen the breakdown where it's like the Wicked Witch of the West is actually like cool? Isn't that what Wicked is about essentially too?
I don't know. I only watched half of it. I was just trying to make TikToks with my cat, looking at stupid Judy Garland, and
watch
it's real cute to see a cat following the story, like But
I would have thought you had seen all of it. I don't know.
I went out with a kid, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing to watch for like 20-minute stretches. I was doing that with the movie Young Frankenstein too, with the Mel Brooks.
Yes.
The Gene Wilder.
Yeah, I watched School of Rock in like 6 parts last week.
Oh yeah.
I like not in one sitting, but like 20 minutes at a time.
That's smart.
It's one way to consume a movie, I suppose.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie?
That's a hard one.
Okay.
If we're talking like comedies, my favorite movie is Hamlet 2.
I remember seeing that in the theater. I like Steve Coogan a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
Amy Poehler's in that too, right?
Barely, but yeah. Oh. She's like his lawyer at the very end.
Oh.
I really liked Everything Everywhere All at Once, but uh-huh. I feel like everyone's
Best
like,
Picture?
Did it win?
Yeah.
I don't keep up with the kids.
I don't care about what people think.
What the kids like.
I don't care about
now I'm playing with it. I'm sorry. that was me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Mm.
I like every. I consume a lot of television and movies.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of life, you know.
It's yeah, really. Yeah. There's like I don't know. It's like in the background all the time and.
I'm always watching something.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had like a couple of injuries in my life where it's like easy to sit around and watch TV all day. So I've consumed a bit of media.
I was reading Sophocles plays, Oedipus the King and mm-hmm. Oedipus at Colonus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to go to sleep too. It's great to fall asleep too.
Nothing like fucking my mom, killing my dad.
Can't wait to get to
really
Antigone.
Put the Z's into the brain.
Yeah, but
yeah, that sounds heavy. It's like a heavy night reading.
No, it's just it's I like reading stories from 4,000 years ago, or not that long ago. It's 2,500 years ago. Yeah. But the fact that people could were writing stories like this 2,500 years ago in language that resonates,
it's still the same as like to this day.
Yeah, it's human conflict and people think in the same way that we think now.
Yeah, the human thousands of years ago stayed the same in a lot of ways, except for particularly Oedipus's reaction to things. But
yeah, but people's feelings don't change, and the way people talk to each other changes. But we're 90% the same.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an important, crucial 10% that's everything that different about technology. And
you're
you
pretty
know.
Much Oedipus, everybody. That's the message we're trying to get out right now.
Yeah. The world is shit, and people are born to be unhappy. Nothing ever works out. You could be guilty before you even know what you're doing, and you're still culpable. And the world says, you're still a curse. You are disgusting. You shouldn't have been born. I'm like, what? I didn't even fucking want to be born. You know, they're like,
all right, good night, Bob. That's like what you're pouring into your brain before you go to sleep at night. You're having, good Lord. Yeah. How are your dreams, my guy?
Well, I recently had a dream in which a guy tried to give his girlfriend an abortion with a lawnmower.
Interesting.
But then he couldn't get the lawnmower to run, so he went to go and like,
thank God.
So he turned it around to like fidget with it, you know. But then it started whirring and it went on at the exact wrong time and it chopped off his dick and balls.
Ooh, that's one way to.
But then by the time I walked up to be like, hey, what's going on here? She was like, see, that's what you get for trying to give me an abortion with a lawnmower. Cut off your own dick and balls. I don't feel sorry for you. You get what you got.
This is your dream. Your stand-up makes so much sense now.
I'm just like, okay, well, he got what he got.
Well, this is a life lesson, Bob. You better wake up and remember this. This is going to be important information for you tomorrow.
I mean, honestly, I don't feel sorry for the guy, though.
No, that's dumb as hell. Yeah. And the fact that she was even going to go along with it.
Yeah, but they still loved each other. You could tell.
Yeah, it was came from a place of care.
But she was just like, all right, I'm just going to be honest with you. I know other people are going to feed you a lot of bullshit. You get what you get when you try to do that to me.
I guess we're not having any fucking babies anymore, huh?
But I still love you. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Get in here. You don't need a dick and balls to have my heart. This is a cute couple. I like this. You know, we all want that love one day.
What are your dreams?
I don't know. I have like four reoccurring areas that I have dreams in, but it's usually like I'm late to something all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always like, all right, we have to get through these tornadoes to get to the fucking dance or whatever dumb shit.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting in a chair like a hammock or something with Andy. And we're swinging, and then next door there's a church that explodes when a guided missile flies into it.
Oh, and missile dreams! I've had a lot of those. And you see them like overhead.
And we're just like, oh shit, what's that? And then
And
the church all explodes and stuff, and we're safe, but
you're just watching a church burn,
and everybody in it
sounds
die.
Romantic.
Yeah,
sitting on a hammock sounds like the end of. Fucking Fight Club.
I think I was just thinking about Palestine and Israel and
A lot of missiles. A lot of missiles. I had this reoccurring dream for a little while where I was like, I'm trying to get to my parents' lake house, and I'm driving through the National Forest above Houston, and I'm like, there's a missile above me, and I'm trying to like trying to get ahead of the missile, but I never do because that doesn't.
Yeah, because you're not the Flash.
I think I'm very unwell.
You think what do you think dreams tell you about yourself? Like, do they always feel like a warning if your teeth are falling out, if you're
Yeah.
Some go sideways.
I do kind of believe in some of that. I think a lot of it is like, I can tell if I'm stressed or not. And it's not necessarily like reading into the context of the dream. It's reading into that feeling you have when you wake up and you're like, I've been sweating all night, freaking out in my sleep, you know? And that's usually like a sign of like stress.
I've woken up screaming before.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's not because
I've done
like,
that before too.
Yeah, right. It's nice to have somebody next to me to be like, hey, "Oh no, you're," but like if I wake up, I'm like, and then
I've woken up kicking, going, "Fuck you!" like that, and it woke like the repercussions of like my leg kicking is what woke me up, and I was like, "That was weird."
Mm.
Oh, sorry, I'm just okay. Yeah, dreams, bro.
Man, what are your dreams? You're doing well in comedy. You're headlining things. You travel sometimes.
I don't travel enough. Okay. I've been like poor and also dealing with that like felony charge. So.
Oh yeah.
But that's almost over. I'm about to potentially get it dropped in February.
Oh, okay. That'll be great.
The money.
For background, you were pulled over for gummies.
Yeah.
Or you were caught with gummies.
You'd
bought in Colorado.
Various marijuana products in the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And they found, like, some of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you and, like, five other people, like, Jolly and...
Yeah, also comics.
Yeah.
Ugh. It was a goofy time, because it was, like...
Top of the pandemic.
Yeah, so they put us in, solitary confinement.
Yeah, Greg Haney was on the podcast and
he talked about all of it. Yeah, did he tell you about the Crocs?
No.
He like so his shoes, his foot was all fucked up. We took him to Colorado and he was like still using a cane, which was a kind of a weird move, but he was wearing Crocs because it's the only thing that would fit over his like fucked up potato foot situation. Because he was hit by a truck, and but they're like taking us in. We have to like give him our clothes and shit. And then he like hands over his shoes and he was like, "Hey, these Crocs are like the only fucking things that fit my feet right now." And they were like, "Good news, you're wearing more Crocs." So like they gave us like prison Crocs.
Oh,
it was just the same fucking shoes. I was arrested wearing socks and sandals, which is really sad.
The prison Crocs were a step up, or
I think
you had like chanclas on.
Yeah, they were like fabric straps, sandals with socks on. I looked like a real dickhead. Colorado.
I always call them shower shoes.
Shower shoes? I'd be like thong sandals.
Yeah.
That's like a shower shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
No, these were, they're a little more substantial. They wrap around the ankle.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe I should start wearing shower shoes because my shower's disgusting. What do you think?
Hey, the world's your shower, Bob.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think of when you... when you see sleeping homeless people outside and you you have to step past them to walk into your apartment.
Oh, no. You and, live in Montrose.
What do you think of?
What do you mean? What do you think of?
God damn it. What do? I don't want to give you a blanket because then that means like, I sleep here every day.
I
want to be a human being. I don't know what the fuck
I don't know what to do. When I lived over off of Richmond, I had like five different instances in that place where homeless people were all up in our... Remember, Jolly was driving me home one night and it's like a foggy night.
Yeah.
And then there was just like the dude that lives in our neighborhood, like in a big blanket, like sulking down the street. He looked like a ghost. Straight, it was very scary. One of them was on my back patio trying to get cigarettes out of my cigarette butts.
Yeah.
And I walked outside and I go, oh. Because I was just like, I don't know what to do right now. And she was like, I just got out of the hospital. And I was like, you can't be stealing my cigarette butts. especially if you just got out of the hospital.
Yeah, probably bad for...
There was a person who... There was an empty lot across the street that had like the remnants of an old driveway in it. And someone would just go over there and shit once a month.
Oh.
I don't think it was a homeless person though, because they had like toilet paper.
Homeless people would probably want to use toilet paper and just leave it.
Yeah. Devin said he saw somebody with a car pull up and do it though. But they could also be living in their car.
Oh man. What was I thinking of? I was...
What do you think whenever you see a homeless man? You were talking about thong sandals.
Yeah, I was thinking of a when I drove a taxi in Pasadena in like 2006, and I was constantly picking up this one homeless guy who was super annoying, and you know, he was schizophrenic and didn't make any sense when he tried to talk and I'm like, I know I'm not going to get any money from him, but I just want to drop him off somewhere safe or somewhere.
Yeah, fair
but
enough.
There's nowhere safe to drop him off. So if he gets in the car, I'm like, shit. Now I was just going to take him to the police station to get him to to get removed from my car. I don't want to
do that.
That's, you know, but, I had, you know, been stuck with him a few times, like four or five times. So I knew who he was. And then then I saw a story in the news about the police had this guy had been sleeping in the back of somebody's truck, like their flatbed truck, like a string. And then he was busted for doing that. And the police came and took him. And then he was killed in the police station.
Oh,
after.
Sad.
And
that's sad. You're like, that's not a safe. I don't think of the police station or jail as a
It just seemed suspicious. It seemed like they killed him on purpose, and then
they were like, well, don't deal with that anymore. And then they all high five and have a pizza party.
It was, but to see the story, and then like my friend at the time, Jake, was like following the local news and was like, oh, we know that guy.
Yeah,
like, he was this other cab driver.
Yeah,
and
y'all were all like the fucking. Was it that guy? Or
I think it was, but it could have not been. It just seemed like it was like
on brand.
Yeah. And then it was just the dude's irritating.
Yeah. No,
but don't beat him to death. I think
it's kind of your job to handle people who are irritating. People are calling you because they're like, I don't know what to do with this guy. You know?
Yeah, there should be a place.
You're not supposed to be like, well, I got a solution for you. I thought that was my job, dude.
Yeah. I think there are some people who really, truly think that, society should work that way. If you can't keep a roof over your head, if you can't keep up, then you just... And if you fall behind, then okay.
Too bad, too sad.
Yep. Bullet to the head is what you get.
Take you out to pasture.
If you can't keep up, then you die.
Yeah, then if you're not first, you're dead.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. That's kind of a weird mentality that I think that, a lot of people probably
All right, you're keeping the success rate
down.
You're
holding the goddamn lineup.
We're all suffering because of you.
That's
so. I don't know. I just say that's what I think of when I see people sleeping on the street.
Oh God!
So
you're lucky I'm not
people
one
on
of
the
guys.
Street. Bop. You know that song?
People on the street.
Up, knowing what this world is about.
People to do.
Let me out. Oh, remember that earlier? Oh, I can't do it.
Did you just press your stomach? You're like, it's broken.
It doesn't work.
Joy's gone.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah. Doughboy. Did you get bullied growing up?
I fought with my brother a lot.
Oh, that's different, though.
Yeah.
It's like sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got pretty intense.
Yeah. Okay. He was your bully. I see. My sister was kind of a bully growing up, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
She would just come in. I had to wear headgear at night when I went to sleep. She would come in. She'd play it like
she'd
a banjo.
She'd rip your headgear off.
She would play it like a banjo.
Oh. Okay.
And be like, ah! And I'd be like, fuck you, dude.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Just, I hate her for it, but
yeah, I won't talk to her at Thanksgiving. I'm like, you know what you did.
Well, she lives in New Zealand.
She
hasn't been at a family holiday in eons.
Your sister lives in New Zealand?
Mm-hmm. She's lived in New Zealand for 10 years.
Ah, that must be nice.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
I get why she doesn't want to come back to the U.S. She has free health care.
Oh.
She lives on the side of a cliff that overlooks the ocean kind of thing. It's like a beautiful place.
She's got a cat and a dog.
You can't have cats.
What?
It's like you have to have a special license to have a cat there because they're like a
menace. I'm not going. I won't. You can't make me go to that.
You lost, Bob.
Yep.
No, like there are cats, but there's like too many, and all of the birds in New Zealand are flightless for the most part. So, like,
oh, okay. So yeah, can't have cats there. It'll kill everything.
Kill everything. Okay. Yeah. You can have a dog though.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
I don't think she doesn't have. She has like a bunch of fish and some turtles or something, or like some frogs of some kind.
Wow. I'm glad we talked about my new cat, Martin.
Yeah, Martin is cool. I think he's a nice guy. I think.
Hey, we're on that art show together.
Yeah, when?
It'll be in February, Emily said.
Okay, cool. That gives me a little bit of time to finish up my last piece. And
I was going to go through some my portfolios with Emily and pick out like 10 things out of 100. And
yeah.
I need somebody to help me do that.
Oh, word. You need somebody to review the pieces.
Yeah, I need somebody
to
help.
It's a lot of pieces.
Yeah. I was going to put up 10, you know, small things. But
I was going to do like 5 or 6 or something like that. But my stuff is big.
Okay.
Bigger stuff. So like 10 would make sense.
Okay, my name's Tony Montana. Okay.
I was like, is he mad at me?
Okay.
I thought he was mad at me.
No.
That's just how it's done. Devin does an impression of like a Canadian, like okay, like that. He goes okay, and he always, when he says it, it's like him being kind of like condescending or like okay, you know,
okay,
sure kind of thing. And then I opened for this dude at the Riot. I can't remember his name. He's Canadian. He used to be like a professional model. Fuck, what's his name?
Mm.
But he's Canadian, and I was talking to him, and like Brian's giving him.
Mike DiStefano or something?
Low down on the show. No, it'll come to me later.
Oh.
He kept just going, oh, okay, okay. And yeah. I was like, this guy's being a fucking dick right now. But I realized he was just had a Canadian accent, and it was not what I thought it was. What's his name?
Yeah.
Is?
You can't have a discussion about that accent without mentioning.
His name?
The movie Fargo.
Oh, I've been watching the TV show.
Oh, yeah?
I've been watching the TV show.
And in the movie where the woman at the register is like, how was everything?
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it, but like,
Minnesota nice.
How was everything? But the way her face is frozen.
Yeah.
Like she was.
Oh.
I'm never going to
be able to look him up. Minnesota is a terrifying place.
Oh. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cozy. My friend Jamie Dwyer went to college at McAllister College in St. Paul.
Yeah.
St. Paul, Minneapolis seemed like
Minneapolis
to live
okay.
There.
It Minneapolis is all right. I just feel like suburb Minnesota. I would feel very out of place.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's where I've been supposed to be my whole life.
It'd be kind of cool to live up there and then have access to the boundary waters, and you can go on canoe trips in the summer where you just like, you know, get out all your.
You want to go canoeing?
That'd be fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Canoeing is fun. My parents live on Lake Conroe, and when they first bought the house, we were really excited about it. We used to go canoeing.
Yeah. I think that sounds more fun than jet skiing. I like, there's something more peaceful and like. Yeah.
It's less painful. Jet skiing can be like, that's a fucking workout, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember my tailbone hurting like crazy because you're like, unless you're standing up and you're using your legs, you're just like pounding onto a jet ski and it hurts. After I had spinal surgery, I haven't been on one. So,
Because
it's aggressive. Canoeing is much, canoeing is like the sandalwood to the like bonfires of
jet skiing. I went skydiving and it was like, is that all there is to a skydive?
Did you really?
Yeah, it's like.
This is it? You were under.
Is that all there is to flying in the sky?
That's. Can you? Did you leave a review? Skydiving 1 star.
Yeah.
Underwhelming. Wow, you just.
Fall.
Wow. You just fucking fall the whole time.
It's just over before it even starts. It feels like, you know.
I've heard
it's
that.
Like.
I've heard that too short.
Oh wow, that was amazing.
Like, don't. Aren't you in the air falling for like maybe.
A second and a half
like a
before you pull the
before
chute.
They pull it, not even
a
minute.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Really wanted to do it after watching that Point Break movie where they're, you know, where he's chasing Patrick Swayze through the sky with his. He's like, I didn't even have a parachute. I'm gonna use yours. Oh, you pull it. Now you pull it. We're both gonna die if you don't pull the chute. Nah, you pull it.
No.
I'm telling you for the last time. Nah, drop the gun.
I like your dedication to the rules. It's good. Okay. It's good. Fuck, I was going to say something. I can't remember now. Good. Good one.
Well, let's just end the podcast.
All right.
Something about the art show?
Art show in February.
And secret group shows all
secret group shows throughout all the week. Time. Please come to the secret group and buy drinks.
Also, speak closer to the mic.
Please.
Big dog.
Please come to the secret group and buy drinks. We have comedy all the time and we love you. And then I have big dog comedy at Bad Astronaut right now. Every Tuesday, open mic. We have a writer's room, which I think is fun. Do you like the writer's room?
I do. It seems a lot of like competitive talk.
Sometimes it does get that way. I feel like I need to step in and be more of like a leader sometimes. But it's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun. And then shows at the last weekends of every month there as well.
So, shows there, yeah.
I'm Kate.
Kate Vance. Bob. And I'm Bob Morrissey. And we're going to be at the Baskets in February. Mm-hmm. We're doing a gallery show.
Yeah,
like an art show.
We have art for sale. Your fucking walls are bare as shit. Come get some stuff.
I always forget that I'm an artist because I'm not good at it.
Fuck off. You're so much more of an artist than I am because you actively create artwork so much more than anyone that I know. So in my eyes, you're probably like even more so of an artist.
But it's all drivel.
I do it in fuck off.
It's all just like scribbles and slop. It's like, here's my scribbles and slops.
No, but they're like, you look at it and you know it's fucking Bob though. Like, you have a style. It's not scribbles and slop if there's a fucking like cohesive theme happening. Meh. This is a podcast. It's just Bob tries to take a compliment for an hour.
Fuck you. Fuck you. All right, let's end the podcast.
Oh, no.
Hey, fuck you.
I'm sorry. I love
God
you, Bob.
Damn it.
Take the compliment.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you, Kate.
All right.
Kate Vance.